Romana destra. Sang fa, senza che ti dici. E tu non noi. E se vuoi che fa cosa vuoi.
Dalla tua ignoranza.
So, a ogni senso che ti dici che ti segna. They are living in a wrong conception of life. That is the point. Human society is making so-called progress and a wrong conception of life. What is the answer? Therefore, they have been described as murhas, because they are living in a wrong concept of animal life. Where from you are from?
Kathmandu.
Huh?
Kathmandu.
Ah. Huh.
The night I go to Hyderabad, I'm collecting them. So one thing I find, even when we explain to these people, you know, just like smoking cigarettes, Kathmandu, I was explaining to people, what kind of enjoyment is this from smoking cigarettes? You're coughing, this is the way Achyutananda Swami also describes, so I picked up from him. You're coughing, you're killing yourself. And he also describes that this intoxication means poison. You're toxic means poison. So this is intoxication. You're actually administering poison. What kind of sanity is this? So all those people, they told me, well, I'll give up cigarettes later.
At least they admit the point.
Yes, some people, 150, I was talking to, I believe in technology and Darwin's theory of evolution. And so I said, the greatest technologists in America have said that cigarettes can kill you. Why are you smoking these cigarettes? Yes, I want to give it up, but he kept on smoking. And to Indian people, I explained about karma, you know, according to your activity. And they all admit, yes, there is karma. So I say, why don't you serve Krishna? They say, later. They all say, later.
Hare Krishna.
So your instructions in Srimad Bhagavatam can stop their lust. Can stop by hearing from Vedic authorities. Their lust can be dissolved, or do they have to just simply be frustrated in their attempts to enjoy sense gratification?
They are being frustrated. Who is successful in the material world? Have you got any understand that he is successful? Then?
In every field, someone is miserable. Just in America, there was one lady, very famous etiquette expert, Amy Vanderbilt. So she jumped out of her window. She was 69.
There are many. I saw in Detroit, I think. The bridge is covered.
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
The Golden Gate Bridge, they have put...
not the Golden Gate, but Sandy White. We crossed one bridge to go to the...
Oh, yes, San Diego. They have these fences. So when people jump off, they're caught by the fences.
And I think in Berkeley, the tower.
Oh, yes. In the college university, they have a big clock tower.
Yeah, this has. How they're disappointed. They're all ready to come and see, sir. Very successful.
They're practically committing suicide by their activities.
That is. Also another side. But practically, you see.
But by just smoking cigarettes, meat eating, I mean, you explained to them, the doctors have found that meat eating...
I have seen about some 30 years ago, one man was sitting, I was traveling in the railway apartment, and all of a sudden, he jumped through the window. All of a sudden, you are sitting nicely, what you are thinking, I do not know. But he took the opportunity of open window from them. I see.
Kind of insanity
overpowering. Mm-hmm. Insanity, everyone is overpowering insanity. Anyone in this material. And he's trying to be happy here. Everyone is insanity. They're trying to give difference. They do not know the only solution is, as Krishna said, Sarvadan Maham, Paritaji Maham. That is neither direction.
Especially Indian people, you know, they say, well, if I surrender to Krishna, who will feed me?
And the Indian, American, everyone. Why you are American, you are so proud of it.
No. No, but because in India, people know that they should surrender to Krishna, no?
But you also know.
But the general mass, I mean, of Americans, they don't know.
These are faulty, qualified. It is no good. Everyone. Krishna did not say for Indian and American, for everyone. But at the present moment, Indians are misled that they have been, induced to think that if they become like American or Western people, they will be happy. That is misleading.
I was telling them that in America the big thing is they want to raise the standard of living. But then those people that raise the standard of living, they're also killing themselves.
Yeah.
But they don't want to listen. I see in Nepal, I was reading every day in the paper, the king was saying that our goal is economic development. That is the top priority. Number one priority is economic development.
Who? Which king?
King of Nepal, King Birendra.
Huh.
The only Hindu king in the world, maybe. He has so many, he's embarking on so many programs of economic development in his country.
They have been described as killing the chief. They have no eye to see that Europe and America, they have developed so much economically. But what is the fish there? The jumping. They are going to chew the senses, chewing the chief. Hare Krishna.
Does a person have to experience enough frustration to give up this
practice? Frustration, they have already said. Everyone is frustrated. But because they are murhas, they do not know that they are being frustrated. That is the problem. Everyone is frustrated.
That goes on perpetually until they receive the mercy of a true devotee?
Krishna failed to give mercy. And what devotee will do? They are stubborn to stick to that principle. Krishna said personally, Sarvadan Maham Paritaji Maham. But he is going to do that. And what the devotee will do?
We just engage them in devotional service, or they help
you? Yes, that is our mission, somehow or other. Go on, repeatedly, saying.
Even that atheist hippie, after he was talking to me about the cigarettes, the next morning I sold him a book, and he gave 20 rupees.
Yeah, that is it. Somehow or other, Hindus. What is that? Dog obstinacy?
They say stubborn as an ass.
Hmm. telling different types of religious system so that one may not have to surrender to Krishna. This is it.
Many people on the way to, even on the way to here.
Big swamis are saying, yes, whatever you manufacture is all right. Yatamata Baba. Whatever way you manufacture by concoction, it is all right. So they are satisfied. If somebody says, you surrender unto me, that is not very palatable. If somebody says, no, you can surrender anywhere. That is very palatable.
Because that means no surrender.
Huh?
To surrender anywhere means no surrender.
No, and you're satisfied.
Many people say we have to do our karma. They're telling me, you do your duty.
This is the duty. In surrender to Krishna. This is only duty.
And they say their family, their wife, their job, their children, all these things.
Sometimes they say, when he wills it, then I will do it.
This is not willing when he says, will you do this?
They say, when he makes my heart, when he puts it in my heart, and when he makes my heart open up to him, then
I have no heart. He has simply stone. That is sung by some Vaishnava. That my heart is harder than the stone, because I know that even the stone melts by chanting Hare Krishna. But my heart does not melt. Therefore, I think it is harder than the stone.
Once somebody asked Prabhupada Maharaj in Calcutta, when can you show me Krishna? Prabhupada Maharaj said, you get your head is Krishna. You cannot see because your eyes are stone. They are not the eyes. If you have got the eyes, you can see it.
Yeah.
And these people have not come to worship the stone. They have come to see Krishna, and they are decorating it. They know that Krishna is here.
Yes.
At Calcutta.
What did he say?
Yes, Prabhupada Maharaj accepted it.
It's your problem.
You can? All right. By Priman and Sri Tavakti Bilo Chane, Santat Sadai Varide Sri Loka. Unless there is love for God, who can see God? Santat Sadai Varide Sri Loka. One is lover of God, a complete person, 24 hours, he sees simply God, nothing else.
Last night, Srila Prabhupada, and he was saying that if everything is ultimately spiritual, if one is spiritually advanced, he sees everything as spiritual, if everything is spiritual, then we can carry on just doing the same things that we're doing there, because it's all for God.
No. Krishna says that everything is my energy. Maskhani sarubhutani. Naam te goes, but I'm not there. This is the answer. Everything is Krishna's expansion, but not that everything is Krishna.
Yes. What
is that?
Yes. But is it not?
No, it is spiritual. But because I do not know Krishna, therefore I see material. That's life. This microphone, it is being used for Krishna, very spiritual. Actually, originality is from Krishna. So we are not using this material thing. Everything whatever we are using, that is spiritual.
Dear Father, if this is spiritual means eternal. If this microphone will fall to pieces.
Yes, but scientifically, it will keep the energy, a conservation of energy. Even if it is destroyed, it will remain. The material Manifestant means bhutta bhutta puliya. It is sometimes nishtra and sometimes manifest. But the energy is there.
And also in many different forms.
Hmm. Whatever it may be, just like this is us. Now we prepare hundreds of thousands of earthen pots and dolls. When it is nishtra, again it is us. So, when it is manifested, it is earth. When it is not manifested, it is earth. So, from the spiritual energy of Krishna, everything becomes manifested. So, therefore, originally it is spiritual. Krishna says, Bhumi Rapunalo Vayu Hangamana Buddhi. Dhinna me prakriti, it is my prakriti. Energy. So, how Krishna's energy can be material? Because we can't. Forget Krishna, therefore it appears material. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Yes. So, Mahaprabhu, as soon as he entered the Jagannath temple, immediately fainted. Did he see the wooden Jagannath? It is the question of seeing and prepare the eyes to see.
Once I was in, I went to one Gaudiya Math in South India, and I showed them a picture of our deities in Hyderabad. They said, this Krishna is white. So later on, I told that story to Achyutananda Swami, and he said, you know what I tell those people? I say, no, Krishna is not white. You just can't see Krishna. So like that, sometimes we are criticized. But the Krishna is a deity being there.
Krishna's energy is all spiritual. That's why in Bhagavad Gita does Krishna make a distinction by separated material energy? Why does he say separated?
Separated, that I am talking. And this will be pretty as it is, only it is separate.
Yeah, it is not personal.
Yeah. When you replay, the same voice will come, but I am not there. So if you want to utilize the separated energy of Krishna consciousness, right, then it will help you. Just like the deity, everyone knows it is stone. But why are you worshipping stone? Yeah. It is as good as Krishna. But it's not worshipping the stone.
Persons who are worshipping, it never comes to their mind that it is stone.
No. Therefore, that is the qualification. Qualified to see.
There are some religions that, especially the one I was born in, they're especially preaching, you know, that we should never see a graven image of God. You should never see a graven image of God.
That is required. Because you are not competent to see God everywhere.
No, but they prohibit the worship of this figure. They say that God cannot be made into a graven image.
They say it is blasphemy.
Yes, we also say. Although everything is expansion of the image of Krishna, not that everything is Krishna. That is the difference between Mahabharata philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy takes everything as expansion of Krishna's energy. Parasa Brahmana Shakti, Jaya. Sadvedam Akhiram Jagat. Everything is expansion of the energy of the Supreme Brahma. Krishna confirms it. Maya Tadamidam Sadvam. Without Krishna, there is no existence. But that does not mean that anything existential is Krishna. That is Maya Vata.
The religions even say that it is offensive to say the name of God.
So what can I do? That's good. Say something, so what can I do?
Even when they write the word God, they don't say G-O-D. They say G-dash, then G. So that they indicated God, but they haven't said God. It's too holy to pronounce.
No, they can say G, zero, and G. Zero between G and D. That would be nice explanation.
Zero signifies their love for him.
Zero is controlling both sides. G and D. That's like if you multiply something by zero, what it becomes?
Zero.
Yes, sir. Sunnavadi.
By following very strictly, how can we preach to them?
Mm-hmm.
Some of those people who are following these religions very strictly, how do we preach to them, those people?
Ask them, what do you mean by religion?
They will say what is in their shastra, their...
Let them say what is that. Then you can talk.
They say, I love God, I go to church every once a week, I go on Sunday morning, I make my prayer, so what more? Yeah. I have my family, I have my job.
But I was reading in this National Geographic magazine, there's one sect of people in New York City, very orthodox following, you know, they don't even go to cinema, they don't, when they have free time, they're studying the shastras, their shastras. They're very strict. They don't even shave their faces. Because it says, do not round the corner of your face. So they have these big, you know, beards like this. And their whole life is dedicated like this to study, reading, and they also sing and
dance. That's something good.
I taught in one of the, when I was a teacher in New York, I taught in one of their schools. I taught the little children.
Then, if, like number one, he can simply stay in the guest room without any charges for 3 days.
And we're making progress by how he feels. Or should he just simply execute the order of the spiritual master and not worry about how he feels? How should he...
If he is making progress, he must feel. If he is not making progress, then he must.
And that feeling is a willingness to serve Krishna, or...?
Well, that is always. Whether he is actually serving Krishna, that is devotion. So, if he is actually serving Krishna, then anatha, nirikshat, bhajanakriya. Bhajanakriya means anatha, nirikshat, this is result. If the anatha is not decreasing, becoming zero, then he is not making bhajan. He is doing something else.
And if he's not feeling increased ecstasy, then he should try to change his position or try to perform...
No, there is no change of position. Position is the same.
because once this question was asked that in class, a devotee asked that I'm losing my taste for serving the deity, and I don't know what to do. And so they asked this question. So,
you can chant. There is no question of I'm losing interest. It is actually following the rules and regulations. There is no question of losing interest.
There's never any decrease.
Huh?
There's never any decrease.
You mean if one simply follows that everything that's outlined in the temple schedule and...
Yes.
Then he'll...
That should be strictly followed.
And his feeling will gradually develop. He'll gradually develop love. Then.
Yes. That's all right. Yeah. Tato Nishtha, if his anatta is decreased, then he becomes firmly Nishtha. There is no question of decrease.